51, please. Thank you, sir. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Thanks, Phil.
Authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsible bidder and provide payment for construction of the Portsmouth University Park Sewer Rehabilitation Project number E10335 for an estimated cost of $4,110,000.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. Let me just pull my notes. We're all out of sequence today. You're keeping us on our toes.
I am.
Mayor and colleagues, this ordinance would authorize the Bureau of Environmental Services to rehabilitate approximately 8,200 feet of severely deteriorated sewer lines in the North Portland neighborhoods of Portsmouth and University Park.
That's right, Dan.
This project is part of BES's large-scale sewer rehabilitation program and is necessary to protect water quality, public health, private property, and our environment. Today, we're joined by Margaret Russell, project manager for the Bureau of Environmental Services, to give us a brief presentation. Welcome, Margaret.
Thank you. As Commissioner Fish mentioned, I am Margaret Russell. I am a senior engineering associate with the Bureau of Environmental Services, and I'm here to request authorization for the Portsmouth Sewer Rehabilitation Project. Portsmouth is one of 39 large-scale sewer projects, and you can see it in green on this picture. It is in North Portland, and it will rehabilitate and replace severely deteriorated sewer pipe, and it will also provide extensions for 10 non-conforming sewer properties. It will be protecting human health, the property, and the environment by reducing any risks of sewer backups and releases to basements. It is typical of the large-scale sewer projects. We have 34 segments of pipe for 8,000 linear feet. In these projects, the typical diameter is 8 to 10 inches, and it will primarily be in residential streets with three segments of pipe on an ODOT right-of-way on Lombard. Typical deteriorations that this project will repair are intrusions from roots, holes in mainline pipe, and then laterals that have holes, as well as dropped connections at the main.
This always reminds me of kind of medical imagery. And also, Commissioner, I'm just wondering, do you use the same pictures every time? Because they all look just really gross.
It's funny you mention that. And since this is a family show and there are children watching, we'll park over here the medical imagery part of this conversation, although I'll share with you a private story.
Please don't.
it's true. I will exercise my HIPAA rights, and I will not share that piece. But when Scott Gibson, who is often in our meetings preparing these things, and we go through the awful pictures to prove the point, we actually give extra credit if there's like a little rat in the corner or something really horrible. But they do a great job of coming up with just disgusting photographs to prove the point. And
it's too early in the morning for this.
Sorry.
So for an easier picture to look at, the construction methods for this project will be CIPP lining, which is a trenchless method, pipe bursting, another trenchless method, a spot repair, which involves a localized segment of pipe, slip lining is inserting a pipe into the host pipe, and then 18 segments of open cut, where we will cut through the street with a trench and then replace the pipe. Also on two segments, there will be a pilot testing method for bidding, where the contractor will be allowed to bid either construction method shown there, open cut or pipe bursting. And this approach is called contractor's choice. And the purpose of contractor's choice is to obtain the most competitive bid for the city. It allows the contractor at the time of bidding to choose whether they are going to be using open cut or pipe bursting. And on the project, all pipe segments are listed as separate bid items.
And what is pipe bursting again?
Pipe bursting is where you take a pipe and you pull it through the host pipe, which is deteriorated, and break it apart.
Oh, okay.
And you have a brand new pipe inside.
Okay.
For the project, we do have noise variances that have been acquired for three locations that were needed because of extended CIPP curing. That's the lining of pipe where large liners may need curing times past 6 p.m. as well as we wanted to maintain daytime traffic mobility, so we had noise variances for those. Our public involvement staff have done extensive outreach to the homeowners and the schools and businesses. They've done flyers and been attending neighborhood association meetings. And as Commissioner Finch mentioned, we're asking for the authorization for the $4,110,000 for the project. Our level of confidence is moderate. While the scope is typical of our large-scale projects, the bidding approach is being piloted, as well as there are contracting community has kind of indicated that the bidding prices have been rising in the Portland area and that there are pressure on labors and materials. Our goal is to advertise February, March this year and begin construction in September. The duration of construction will be for a year. Are there any questions?
Colleagues, can I just add a couple more points? You clearly, now that you've seen the presentation, you've picked up on what I picked up when I got my first briefing, which is this is going to be terribly inconvenient to our neighbors and businesses in this part of the city. So we have gone the extra mile, or attempted to, in terms of community outreach. So presentations at the Portsmouth Neighborhood Association, University Park Neighborhood Association, newsletters, door-to-door visits, flyers, the works. But there's no way around the fact that part of the construction will occur on North Lombard Street and Willamette Boulevard. They are hugely significant routes in North Portland. We will do our very best to minimize impacts. But in a project of this size and scale, there obviously can be impacts on businesses and homeowners. And we've done our best to stage it and to be cognizant of the concerns and to choose construction techniques that minimize noise. But the bottom line is this is going to be disruptive. And I think the best that we can say is that we'll do our level best to meet or exceed the construction duration so we get the work done in as expeditious a time as possible. Thank you.
Any further questions, colleagues? Any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Very good. This is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Item